Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back, it's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Nancy Rosanoff is here too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way back to, I think, probably 1999. I'll have to look that up here in a minute. And she is our intuition expert. She's been consulting with people and advising them and helping them understand the power of intuition. And the role that it plays in the successful management of their business. And yes, this next month is going to be Nancy's 8th year as a member of our Brain Trust. And she's our good friend. She's the author of Knowing When It's Right. Nancy, welcome back to the show.
It's really good to be here, Jim.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
So what is intuition have to do with Thanksgiving? And by the way, I gave you some credit a minute ago that I wanted to make sure you knew about. I reminded guys in the audience that you're the person who basically revealed to the world that guys have intuition too. It's not just the franchise of women.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I think that goes without saying these days.
But I like saying it anyway.
I know. You've got to keep reminding yourself. It's hard for men to say, right? Remember, you noticed how hard it was even for you to get the words out.
which is usually not hard for me, right?
Yeah. And it's like something about intuition sounds so feminine and flaky. And that's the quote I have that I want to
I'm glad I didn't say that.
Well, it sounds that because that's the way we've been trained to perceive it, but it's really not true. Once we understand intuition, we see how vital it is to all decisions that we make. And and here's a quote that helps us understand that and connects intuition with Thanksgiving.
I knew you could do it. I knew you would do this for us,
Nancy. Yes, I could absolutely do it. So, you know, the pessimist sees the glass as half empty, and the optimist sees the glass as half full. But what we who love intuition do is we say we're grateful for water.
Ah.
And so
that's so good. Do that again.
Isn't that good?
Do that again.
Because it really puts everything in perspective. That's what the intuitive intelligence does, is that in running a business, which you and I know and all of your listeners know, we can get so bogged down in measuring and cash flow and worrying about inventory and managing the people who work for us. And that's really like we're either trying to see it half full or half empty.
Right.
But well, and really we need to be grateful for the gift of the business.
See, I'm so glad to hear you say that. And I thank you for saying that, because what I've been talking to my small business owners about for all these years now is, and I haven't said it the way you said it, but I meant the same thing. And what I've said to them, Nancy, is as you are planning and striving and reaching for and driving yourself to reach that next level, that next goal, that big, you know, another branch or 10 more employees or $2 million in sales instead of $1 million in sales or whatever it might be, you know, to go public maybe. As you're striving for that, don't get so caught up in where you want to go that you can't enjoy the success of being in a position to even contemplate such a next goal.
That's right. That's right. Because it's interesting. We go into business for many reasons, but the reason that's really valid, that actually allows the business to unfold harmoniously and prosperously, is that we're here to be useful. We're here to actually provide a service or a product that is uplifting, that allows life to flow more smoothly, that is beneficial to others. And when we see it that way and see that that's, we're stewards of this act of life that is supporting good everywhere, then we're grateful for the opportunity to be alive and that every day we have that opportunity to be useful.
See,
and that's a gift.
There's no question about that. And, you know, I remember times, Nancy, when my business was really, over the last 20 years or so, since I've had my own business, there have been many times when, you know, things were tough.
Yeah.
And I remember trying to find something I could be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have gotten down to where I said, I'm grateful for my health.
Right.
It might have gotten down to where I said, and I say gotten down, I shouldn't say it that way, but it might have gotten to the point where I had to completely leave my business in my mind and say, I'm thankful. I would actually call my children and say, how are you today? And they'd say, I'm fine, Dad. Why? You know, what's wrong? And I'd say, I just want to make sure you're okay. And then I'd hang up and that would be the thing that would sustain me.
That's right. That's right. Because
so what's that got to do with intuition?
Well, because that's what our intuitive intelligence guides us to see, is to get out of, to see the whole and to see the values and the flow. What we want to do is focus on how the unfolding. And when we get, it's the intelligence of intuition helps us see that when we're pushing too hard or to get too ambitious, we're missing the point. And we're going to fail. And that we need to stay with what is unfolding right now. And what is unfolding, is it harmonious? Is it joyful? Does it have this sense of movement?
Is it capable of celebrating where you are?
Yes, exactly. Is it moving? Is it opening? It's like a flower opening. It's recognizing that life, real life, unfolds on its own, and we're part of it.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Nancy, I the days that I enjoy being a business owner the most are the days when I'm capable of valuing and celebrating today, where I am today, you know, taking my eye off of where I want to go for a little bit. And just sort of enjoying what's happened up to now. And if intuition gets me there, then good for it. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Nancy Rozanoff is our guest, and she's the author of Knowing When It's Right. And she and I will be right back. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Hello, this is Abraham Lincoln. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary, but don't let it go to your head.
Now you tell me, who else gets Abraham Lincoln to call in and congratulate them on their anniversary? Who else gets that? I don't know anybody else who does that except us. Now, you think this isn't a special show? And another reason why we're pretty special is because we have Nancy Rozanoff as one of our friends. Nancy is our good friend and a longtime 8-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Knowing When It's Right, our intuition expert in the Brain Trust, and actually the top intuition expert in the world, in my opinion. Nancy, give us your website, please.
Okay, it's www.thelisteningplace.com.
And that's where they can find about your television show, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where you find my television show, The Listening Place, alloneword.com.
How about that, folks? She's got her own television show.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I'm proud of you, too. Look what you've done.
Well, it's all because of you, Nancy.
Oh, now come on.
Hey, all right, we're talking about intuition, one of my favorite topics. Now, folks, I want to repeat this. This is something that Nancy has taught us. You're not a pessimist. You're not who sees the glass half empty. You're not an optimist who sees the glass half full. You're a small business owner, and that means you're grateful for the water. Can we talk about it like that, Nancy? Can we use that,
absolutely,
please?
Absolutely. You can use that, but just remember that it comes from Dr. Thomas Hora. He's the one who encapsulated that wisdom, and it's great. He wrote a book called Beyond the Dream. But yes,
but I may have a hard time remembering him. I can remember you. See, I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to give you credit for this. But it's an amalgam of a lot of different perspectives that you and I have and other people have. But think about that, folks. Be grateful for water. And I think that's a very intuitive way for small business owners to approach the incremental growth of their business. You know, sometimes we take two steps forward and one step back. One step forward and two steps back sometimes. And when regardless, as John Denver sang in that song one time, some days a diamond, some days a stone. When the days are like stones, you got to be grateful for water, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, because there's always water. And the intuitive intelligence, what we're opening to there is when we see it as when we're grateful for water, we're actually open to being inspired by the next idea, by being able to see clearly the next thing that needs to be done. When we're focused on measuring, well, is it really good? Am I at the right place or am I at the wrong place? Are things really going bad? When we're focused on that, we're not open to inspiration. Isn't that interesting to realize?
Mm-hmm.
That we're trying to get something to happen, or we're judging ourselves or judging the situation. And when we're judging, we're not open to inspiration.
You know,
we're all very simple. We can only do one thing at a time.
Well, let me tell you something else. It's a sort of arrogance that we have.
Yes.
Is what creates this. And I'll give you an example. And this is a spiritual thought for me, Nancy. When I sometimes, you know, when we pray, many people pray and they have a prayer in their life, and if we focus on what we want so much, when our prayers are answered, it might not look like what we wanted,
right?
And we miss it. It goes right by us.
Yes, that's right.
You got to be open, don't you? You got to say, you know what? I don't think it's a good idea to pray for things.
Right.
I prefer to pray for understanding.
Yes.
But still, if you pray for understanding, you say, okay, I want to understand this. if you define things like that too much, if you expect the world to come at you down a certain road, they might drop in by helicopter. And if you're not ready for that, then if you're not open to that, then you're going to miss it, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. I mean, what you're really saying is that God's not here to give us what we want. He's not our slave. But there is. It is possible to understand and be open to inspiration. And it is arrogant to think that we know what's best.
But we are, don't we? We are arrogant about these things. I mean,
We are arrogant. It's arrogant to think we know what's best when really we can't see the whole. We can't know what really is going to be useful and necessary. But our intuitive intelligence is tapped into that part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more of an inspired guide rather than a desperate wanting or a desperate judging.
And that's what
we want to pay attention to.
How much of our intuition, especially as we get older, is alloyed with experience?
Well, you always ask this question, you know, and you don't like the answer that I give you, because really intuition is not based in experience.
I keep thinking I'm gonna catch her one of these days.
That it's really not. That it's experience, because people, if they keep experiencing the same thing over and over again, right, then they're going to get in a rut. And they're gonna think that's their intuition, but that's just their bias. That's just their habit.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about experience.
Well, is experience a harness mate with intuition then?
Only if we really learn from what happens in our life. If we have a learning mode of being,
yeah,
then we keep learning from everything, and then we are more intuitive.
So is intuition.
So we learn that our intuitive intelligence actually is right, so we can trust it.
Is intuition then one of the things that helps make up our wisdom?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. I like that. I feel better now, Nancy. Give us your website again one more time, please.
www.thelisteningplace.com.
Nancy, I hope you have a great turkey day.
I am looking forward to it, and I hope you and all your listeners do too.
Be safe.
You
Take
too.
Care of yourself. Nancy Rosanoff, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, and she'll be back, I promise. Quick break, right back with Brad Huskin. He's a pretty cool guy, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.